Hello and welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Monday. Thanks so much for being here and for listening. We are trying to record this podcast. Haley's children are waking up.
Yes, my children do not want us to record this episode. So
yeah, hopefully they're asleep now.
Yes.
And we'll be able to get it going, but...
I know. Story of my life, though. My children have never been good sleepers, so yeah. Should not be shocked.
Have they not? I feel like Vivi was a good sleeper.
She, like, for the last year, she has actually done, like, a lot better than the first 3 years of her life. Oh. The first 3 years of her life were not good.
Really? Why do I remember her being a good sleeper?
Nope. Never.
Know. As if never. I'm here every night.
But yeah, nope. Never been a good sleeper except like the last year. But the last year she's also suffered from like really bad growing pains. So like once a month she'll have like one or two nights that she just doesn't sleep good because her legs are hurting her. Mm-hmm. At least it's nice now because she can like tell me what's wrong. You know what I mean? So I'm not like guessing. But yeah, and then Kale just like literally sleeps like shit. He has since he was born and probably forever will.
Mm-hmm. That's Ivy. Is that just like second child things?
I don't know, but it literally drives me crazy.
Rowan, I'm trying to honestly remember if she, I don't know. She's never been like a horrible sleeper. She started sleeping through the night at like 15 months.
Okay.
And now, like ever since then, she's like such a great sleeper.
Oh, that's good.
Ivy is the worst. Like, I'm not even kidding. Sometimes I'm up like 8 times a night with her and she's pretty easy to put back to sleep. She just wants you to go in, lay her back down, put her blanket on her, offer her water, and then she'll go back to sleep. But it's like the continuous waking up, you know?
It's not good for the mental health of the mother.
No. And like, why? Like, what? I don't know. I just remember there were times when I would look at the monitor. Like I'd wake up in the middle of the night and look at the monitor and Rowan would just be in her crib like chilling, but never make a peep. And I'm like, Ivy, can you follow suit? Like, please just be quiet.
Okay. Now that you're saying that, I have this like very vivid memory of you guys in your old house. Mm-hmm. And we were over there probably for games or something. Mm-hmm. And Rowan was little, like, I don't know how little, but like a baby. Mm-hmm. And I just remember you like showed me the monitor and her eyes were just like wide open. And you're like, what is she doing in there?
Mm-hmm. Like demonic vibes.
She was just like staring straight at the monitor, like eyes wide open.
Yeah. I think it was New Year's. No. Was it New Year's Eve? I can't remember, but you and Vince were over. Yeah. And do you remember Rowan started crying and Vince was like, well, let me just go up and get her. And he just like went into our bedroom and went and got Rowan and he brought her down and she was so confused.
She's like, who is this man? That's so funny. Like,
is that the same night? I don't know.
Where was Vivi?
Probably with a babysitter.
No, probably.
she was good at home. You gave her the remote. Yeah, she was fine.
Obviously, I wasn't concerned.
Yeah, those were the good days when we only had one child. And
oh my gosh.
Just kidding. I take it back.
Oh my gosh. Don't get mad at me. No, the good days were no children. Come on. Just kidding.
True, the glory days.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on in your life?
Oh man.
This week.
Yeah, honestly, like, not too much going on, but I was going to tell you, I'm, like, really sore today, and I need to go get a massage because I did something really stupid yesterday. Okay. And I can't believe I haven't told you this. I can't believe I didn't immediately audio message you, but yesterday, I was trying to fix our curtain rod that hangs above our sliding glass door because it's always been crooked. And I've just always wanted to fix it. So I was like, well, no time like the present. So I like unscrew the first screw and I'm like trying to get it a little bit like mounted in a little bit higher. And for whatever reason, it's like not going in. So I'm like, what the heck? So I'm like drilling it. I have like a power drill. I'm like drilling it, but I'm having to like push, like put all my pressure. What am I trying to say? Put all of my body weight into it because it needed more pressure. And I was standing on a bar stool instead of a ladder or a chair, like a normal human being. Mm-hmm. And because I was like putting so much pressure into it, the bar stool slipped out from under me and I came crashing down like straight onto like my head, my back.
Haley.
I know. And I hit my like shoulder on like one of our dining chairs. So I'm like really sore today. But it like literally stunned me. I was like crying, not because I was like in so much pain, but I was just like stunned. But then I also was just like thinking that I'm like, oh my gosh, like when Vince is away and I am here doing stupid shit like that, and like I'm like, first of all, that's not smart, and I need to not do stuff like that. Like, I need to wait until like someone comes over, and then I can like do it while someone else is here, so I'm not like literally dead on the ground, both of my children helpless. So this morning I taught Vivi how to, which hopefully this doesn't backfire, I taught her how to open the garage and run to a neighbor's house. Because I'm just like, I told her, I'm like, if something ever happens to mommy, she can't walk or she can't talk, then you have to be really brave and go get help, and you have to bring Kale with you.
Oh my gosh. Vivi loading up the stroller.
Oh, she loved it. She thought she understood the assignment. I told her one time what to do and she did it perfectly.
Wow.
And she just was like, and she like told Vince on the phone, she was like, I learned how to go to the neighbor's house today if mommy can't walk or talk. So
which neighbor are we going to?
So the girls next door actually babysit for us. There's like two teenage girls and their family is so nice. So I told her them, but also our neighbors on this side are great too. So, and I need to like text them and tell them that I told her to do that. She shows up at their door.
Yeah, to not be confused.
But anyway, I'm like, this is the times where I feel like landline phones would be actually really nice.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to teach her how to get into my phone. Mm-mm. Not doing that. And Vince is like, it's probably going to backfire by you like showing her how to open the garage. But I'm like, at least that I will hear. I don't want her on my phone all the time. So I'm like, ugh, yeah. But anyway, and I also don't want her to call 911 for like every little thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
So I'm like, I don't know. So that's what I taught her how to do. But anyway, I'm fine. Yeah. I just like had a headache all day yesterday.
Okay, well.
And now I need a massage, but.
Yeah, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, I'm alive.
Yeah.
Really stupid of me. Will not be doing that again.
Yeah, don't do that again. Do we need to go get massages together?
Yes, couples massage, so it's cheaper.
There's Haley's child coughing again. Yeah,
the coughing.
We're going to proceed.
We're going to move forward.
Yeah, we're going to move forward. Hopefully everything's okay. Yeah, we need to go get massages together. Do you remember when I worked at a spa?
And
could get the way discounted massages?
Yes, I miss those days, actually.
Yeah, those were also the good days.
Were also really, really good days. What about your week?
I mean, like, nothing, like, crazy, but I just feels so nice. Like, I feel like summer is here.
Yeah.
And it just showed up out of nowhere,
kind of.
But we're doing all the summer things. It's like my kids like swam all day today.
That's so nice.
We've just been outside like playing with the neighbors across the street, and it just, I don't know, just all of a sudden feels like summer out of nowhere, and it's just so fun.
I love it.
Yeah, we have like a really busy weekend. We're gonna do the carnival tomorrow.
Oh yeah. Is it in Lehigh?
It's in Eagle Mountain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what carnival?
Yeah, it's like the Pony Express days or whatever.
Oh, I didn't know that was this weekend.
Yeah, they do it at Corey B. Ride Memorial Park.
Oh yeah, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So we're gonna do that. And what else? Oh, we have like, I don't know, a birthday party on Saturday. We're gonna go watch the UFC fights.
Oh, fun.
With some of Dave, I don't know, one of David's military boyfriends and his wife.
Naturally.
Yeah. My sisters are going to come over Saturday night and babysit for us. And then we'll hang out with them Sunday, you know, before they decide to leave me forever. So
I know, sad.
Anyway, yeah, every day is just like busy, and it's just summer.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Yay for summer. We've been praying for this.
I know, it feels good. And it feels good to look at the weather app and not see like 40 degrees on it anymore. So
no, truly. I know. Did I tell you I had to replace two of my garden plants?
Oh, no.
Yeah, my garden. Two of them died because of that hailstorm, that ice storm that came through.
Oh, I saw on your Instagram story. Yeah,
there was like an ice storm that came through a few days ago, right before this summer weather hit.
Kate, I know.
I was in the clear to plant my garden. Clearly not.
Did you get... So... Me asking Haley about our audio messages on the podcast. Did you get my audio message about that?
No.
Okay, so you were like
always missing audio messages from you.
I know you always do. It's fine.
It's really annoying of me.
This is like right after you had left Costco. We were audio messaging, and I had audio messaged you and was like, "I'm going shopping." And yes. Anyway, so I was driving and I had to go past your house to get to where I was going to go shopping.
You said something about the Chevron.
Yes.
And now I'm remembering.
Because the ice storm was so bad. I literally could not see anything. Like the road was, it was crazy. It looked like I literally took a picture for David on my phone and it looked like it was full on snowing, like on the ground, but it was ice. Like it was hail.
Yeah.
So anyway, I pulled over and I was sitting at the Chevron by your house for like 10 minutes because it was so bad.
Terrible. I'm like, I was that day, I was so mad at the universe.
Yeah.
I was like, it is almost June. And then when I discovered my plants had died, I was even more mad because I've been growing them since April, the beginning of April.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, they're my babies and I had to go replace them. Mm. So sad day, but
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
What All do you even well. Do about that? Like, yes. What would you have done if you could see the ice storm coming? Like, how would you protect
them? I would have covered them.
With what, yeah. though?
Cardboard.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. And like staked them down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm no gardener, so.
No, that's what I would have done. But yeah. Sad day. But now it's summer, so don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Anymore. Yay. I mean, that wasn't even on the weather app. Don't you feel like the weather app sucks?
Oh, and Utah is just like ridiculous. It like doesn't even follow any rules. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's it for me. You want to do pop culture?
Yeah. Let's do pop culture.
Okay, you read something off your list.
The only thing that I guess I had two things, but Chelsea sent to me this week the trailer for Gypsy Rose's show, mm-hmm. and I'm actually really excited. It looks so juicy, and also it paints Gypsy in a really interesting light of like. Was she cheating on her husband or like what? I don't know. I'm excited to like know the full details.
Yeah, me too. It looks very good.
It does.
It looks way better than the, I don't know, like the docuseries or whatever that was released when she first got out of prison. I don't know. It looks really good. Yeah. Gypsy Rose is the only person we talk about as much as Taylor Swift on this podcast.
Seriously though.
Like I love Gypsy Rose.
When did you say that it comes out?
I want to say June 3rd.
Okay. So beginning of June.
Yeah. Beginning of, I think.
We're
anyway.
Definitely going to be talking about it on the pod. So.
What day is June
3rd?
Make
sure you watch it.
Oh, that's Monday.
Oh.
Dang. Okay. Well, maybe I have the date wrong. I'm not sure. But I think it comes out really soon. But yeah. Looks real good.
Okay. We'll have to recap it on the pod. I'm excited.
It's so funny though. Do you ever see on TikTok? Ryan's TikTok? Like, do they ever come up for you?
No.
It's
never.
Hilarious. So. Apparently, one of the main reasons that Gypsy left Ryan was because she said that he was like hoarding food and it like drove her crazy. Like she hated it.
Okay.
And the fridge would always be filled with random stuff.
Okay.
And so anyway.
What a reason for divorce.
Well, I mean, I don't know. But, you know, she's a weird gal. But,
yeah, she is.
Yeah. But Ryan made a TikTok the other day and it's so funny. He'll just come up on my like For You page all the time. And. He's like, hey guys, it's Ryan. You guys have been requesting a fridge tour. And so he's just like casually doing a fridge tour.
Oh.
He was saying that his stomach is stapled. And so he's like, so when I go out to eat, like I can't eat very much. He's like, so I bring home a lot of leftovers. And so hence why there's so much random food in the fridge.
Oh my gosh.
And it was so funny because in it, he even mentioned like maybe it drives Gypsy crazy, but whatever is what it is. And I was just like, oh, okay.
Oh my gosh. Odd ducklings.
Yeah, they're weird. But anyway, that will be really good. Is it only one like episode or?
I don't know. I didn't see if it was like a little like limited series or if it was like a show.
Yeah.
Like a movie. I mean, like the length of a movie. I'm not sure, but
yeah, me
either. Regardless, we will have to recap it on here because looks good.
Yep. You know, I'm going to be talking more about Gypsy Rose. Can't get enough.
Yeah, it's so funny. And then also the other thing I had was just Northwest starring as Simba.
So good.
Oh my gosh. I feel like you. So I like I don't know if I had like sent you something on Instagram, but then you were like, I went down the rabbit hole. So then I went down the rabbit hole and I was just like,
yeah, you'd sent me a video and you were like, is this real? And I was like, oh yes, girl, that's very real.
And it's like, I feel bad like shitting on like, well, how old is she?
She's like 10.
Yeah. I feel bad like the shitting on a 10-year-old, but I'm just like, what?
So if you don't know what we're talking about,
the heck?
Northwest got the role of Simba in The Lion King, like the Broadway musical. And it was performed, I'm probably going to get the details wrong, but it was performed at like what, the Hollywood Bowl or whatever. Yeah. I don't even know what that is. So yeah. Please don't quote me.
She's not like on like a touring cast, but it was like an anniversary.
Yes, it was the 30th anniversary of The Lion King.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like the whole play either. It was just the I Just Can't Wait to Be King. And yeah. So she got cast as Simba to sing that song and like perform as Simba.
Yeah.
But it was such a big deal because obviously there are so many young child actors who have been groomed essentially since they right. were born to perform on stage, and or even kids who have already been on Broadway audition for that role,
right?
And so people are coming out and saying that, oh, their kids made it to top three, top four, here's their audition tape. Well, then in walks Kim Kardashian and Northwest, and there is no audition tape for Northwest. There is nothing. Like, you know, there's like nothing to prove that she even auditioned, but she ended up getting that role. And so people are like infuriated by the nepotism of it all.
But yeah, it's really interesting because some people are like, oh, well, like Hollywood Bowl, like actually like celebrities are supposed to come and perform like these songs, like classic songs or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they were like, okay, but first of all, find someone who can actually sing. Mm-hmm. Second of all of the other people around her were not celebrities. They were all Broadway stars.
Yeah.
And so find a freaking Broadway star if you're going to perform the Broadway musical version of the song.
Yeah.
And also that like the costume was supposed to be like way different.
Yes. And
that,
well, and it's interesting because even look, it's just so funny. Like if you have not seen it, you have to go, you have to go look it up and watch it because her singing is so bad. It's hilarious. Like at the end, she doesn't even know when to exit the stage. Like one of the cast members has to like, you know, tell her like, okay, like, basically like grab her shoulders and like show her off stage.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just really, really bad. And it's like you said, like the costume did not match the other costumes. Like the performers behind her are like amazing.
Yeah.
And like they look amazing. People are saying that her like Northwest costume looks like it, like Kanye made it. It's like a Yeezy Simba costume.
It's literally a Yeezy Simba costume. It's so ridiculous.
It's just so funny. Oh my gosh.
She just looks confused up there. Like she just looks
so
like
she's confused.
Yeah, struggling.
And I was telling Haley, I wrote you, you know, this message and I was just like, I feel bad for Northwest because one day she's going to write a book and talk about how, and I'm not sure, maybe she begged to be in this performance, but
yeah,
I would have to guess that maybe her parents, you know.
Yeah. Wanted her there.
Wanted her to do it. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, her parents ask her to do this performance, get her the role, but she has no business being in this role. She's not prepared for it.
Yeah.
And then this is probably like the first time in her life that she's going to see people saying that she shouldn't have this role. She, like I just said, has no business being in it. She's not good.
Yeah, that she sucks.
Yeah, and it's going to cause a lot of trauma.
Yeah, poor thing.
I know. So it is sad for her, but
it is.
I had heard that too, that like the Hollywood Bowl was basically like they ask celebrities to come perform to, I don't know, like say, you know, they have a big name.
Yeah.
Doing that performance. So, you know, maybe they did ask North to come perform. But people are saying, like the moms and stuff who are coming out and saying that basically they were paid off to cast Northwest. They were saying that originally they had said that they wanted to cast someone who really didn't have like a name for themselves yet. Like they wanted to promote someone who
was like a new up and coming
name. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it just all kind of changed from there. So
lovely.
Anyway, it's hilarious. If you haven't seen it, you have to go look it up.
Yeah, go down the TikTok rabbit hole.
Like it is sad. It's sad to be talking crap on a 10-year-old little girl, but
But mostly we're talking crap on the people that cast her and her own parents, honestly.
For sure.
Like, yeah. They're the real problem.
It really is just a joke. It's so funny.
It is.
I just love you writing me and being like, is this for real?
Yeah. Like,
I'm like, oh, yeah.
Did this really happen?
I'm like, I've been on TikTok all day long watching. Like, I cannot
That's
stop.
What I also love about, like, messaging you about anything pop culture is you're like, oh, yeah, I've already seen it. And I'm already, like, 2 hours deep in the rabbit hole.
I know. It's probably not a good thing, actually, because I love it. I spend too much time.
I love it.
On TikTok.
Did you have anything else?
I just wrote down all the Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift. Drama.
Yeah.
Last week we were talking about her album and how I needed to listen to her new album, and now I want to protest and not listen to her album.
Okay, yeah. So
which
me.
I still have not listened to.
Really?
I mean, I hear the songs all over. Yeah, you know, yeah. Reels and TikToks and everything. Right. But
you haven't, like, actually, like, sat down and listened to it.
No.
Yeah.
So basically, I don't know what you were, because last week you were saying that she was being, I don't know, what was the word you used? Like, she was being catty.
I don't remember what word I used, but yeah, she was just being, like, really petty and just, like, very pick me.
Oh, like a pick me girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she'd come out and said, and I can't believe you haven't heard this if you haven't, but she was saying, like, oh, like, I would never perform for 3 hours. Like, I would never do a 3-hour concert. Like, that's just ridiculous. No one wants to sit through a 3-hour concert. I wouldn't want to sit through that. Like, the fans don't want that. Like, blah, blah, blah. And she's so obviously talking about Taylor Swift, because who else is doing that?
Yeah, no one
And
else.
Also, she said a few things that kind of, like, people are, like, speculating or, like,
well, yeah, when
Beyonce
she said,
and stuff.
Yeah, and when she said, like, you don't need, like, 30 songs on an album. Yeah, like,
yes, or to release, like, so many different vinyls, and that each vinyl just has, like, something small different about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, yeah, she was just talking crap on things like that. But I'm just like, Billy, have we not learned that as women, we are not supposed to tear each other down? Like, have we not learned that this is a bad look?
Yeah. And I'm sorry too, but when you come for Taylor fans, you usually crash and burn.
I know. I'm just like, what are you doing, girl?
Taylor fans can be crazy.
Also, let me just say, if she wanted to perform every song she's ever written, produced, whatever, I would sit through.
I know. I was going to say
a 24-hour concert.
Literally. Literally. Yes. She would have plenty of people willing to do that.
I know.
So arenas.
I'm just like, yeah, actually, I think a lot of people would want that. And obviously, a lot of people want to sit through a 3.5-hour concert.
I think it's just annoying because it's like, just stay in your own lane and, like, stand in your own ground. Like, she stands on her own. Like, Billie stands on her own. She's talented in her own way. She has a way different fan base than Taylor Swift.
100%.
So I'm just like, why do you have to talk about anyone else's career? It just looks so bad on her. Mm-hmm. It's not cute. Like, it just looks bad on her, and it just makes me not really like her. And it's not even about because she's talking about Taylor. It'd be if she was talking about anybody. I just think it's silly and stupid. And it's like, you're a grown woman. Mm-hmm. Like, just... you just released your album. Why are you not talking about your album? Why are you talking about somebody else's album?
Yeah.
I just don't like it. So
it's interesting.
I have to, like, kind of stay excited about her because I'm going to her concert. But I'm just like, ugh, it is really annoying. And I'm really annoyed by her.
When is that concert?
Not me selling November? My ticket over this. Is it November? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, it'll be fun. Hopefully.
I don't know. Not me selling my ticket.
Not me never listening to Billie's album. I
know. Yeah, but yeah, it is really ridiculous.
Because I'm also a petty queen, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's all I have for pop culture.
Sweet.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into this episode. I don't know. If you haven't noticed, Haley and I are kind of low energy tonight. Yeah, today.
A low energy week.
Yeah, this week... It's just how it is. We thought it'd be fun to do an episode just kind of like talking about our weddings. My wedding anniversary is coming up. Literally, when did I say was next Monday? It was June 3rd, right?
Mm-hmm.
My wedding anniversary is June 5th.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, when this releases, my wedding anniversary will be in a couple of days. When is your wedding anniversary? You have told me 5 million times.
No, it's okay. It's July 15th.
July 15th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So coming up to
very soon. Yeah, we kind of just wanted to like talk about our weddings, talk about things we liked about our wedding, things we didn't like, things we wish we would have done differently, or if we could go back in time, what we would change, or if we were to get married now, what we would change, you know. Anyway,
yeah,
just chat a little bit about it.
Sounds good. I'm excited. Yeah, I don't even think I actually know very much about your wedding.
I know.
And like seen like very many wedding photos or anything like that. I don't feel like you really posted many.
Yeah, I have an album on Facebook, but that's really it. Like, unless you're like digging for my wedding photos, you know what I mean? You wouldn't really see them.
What year did you get married?
I got married in 2015.
Do you remember like what was popular to do for a wedding in 2015? Do you feel like you went by the trend or not really?
Honestly, I can't even tell you. I feel like when I was planning my wedding, number one, I was just, all I wanted to do was be married.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the goal. Yeah. I was like the furthest thing from a bridezilla you can think of.
Yeah.
And I feel like that really, I don't know, it really hurt me in the long run because there's so many things I wish I could change about my wedding now.
Did you just kind of let other people take the reins? Okay, that is so funny because that is what I did too.
Really?
Yes. And
oh my gosh.
That is like really interesting to hear about you as well because I feel like you are such a planner and like you are so detail oriented. So I'm like actually really surprised to hear that.
I know. It's kind of
not
kind
that
of
I would
weird,
have expected you to be like a bridezilla, but just like definitely really, really involved in every little detail.
Yeah. And really particular
about
what I
particular.
Wanted.
Yeah.
But I was not. I feel like I definitely, if I were to plan a wedding now, it would be eons different than what it was.
Yeah.
And not to say that like I hated my wedding or anything because I didn't. It wasn't horrible, but I look back and I'm just like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like if my mom had like a preference in something, I would be like, oh yeah, just whatever to make my mom happy.
Yeah.
If my mother-in-law had a preference, I'd be like, oh yeah, great. You know what I mean? And even like there were some things with my reception venue.
Okay.
Like here's like a really small detail. We wanted red velvet cake.
Okay.
And they would not let us have red velvet cake in that venue. I feel like I would have maybe pushed harder for things I wanted.
That's so ridiculous. Like you're not children.
I know. But at the time I was just like kind of like bulldozed over and I just let it happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, I was 20. Like I was really young.
Yeah. I was also 20.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know.
Babies.
There's just, there's a lot of things I would have done differently.
Yeah.
For sure.
What was your venue?
So we got married I shouldn't say we got married, but we did our reception at a venue in American Fork.
Okay.
And I actually can't even remember what it's called, but basically they have a room. It's a really pretty building. It's like a red brick building.
Okay.
They have one room that's more like chapel style. And that room is really, really beautiful.
Okay.
Had nothing to do with that room though. I use the other room, which they use more for receptions. And it's very like, I'm trying to think of the word to describe it. I want to say like Victorian, but Victorian is not the right word. It's like very like cherub vibes, like grape vibes.
Oh, like.
What's the word?
What word am I trying to like Tuscan?
Kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, like, yes, perhaps Tuscan vibes.
Okay, Tuscan vibes.
I don't know. It was just kind of interesting. We only looked at maybe like one other reception venue before that one. And I can't remember why. I think it had to do with the color scheme of the reception room. And I was just kind of like, oh, yeah, like, cute. Like, this matches great.
Well, and it's hard in Utah because a lot of times people get married really quickly.
Yeah.
And so everything is booked
up, especially like, wedding season.
Yeah.
Which
you got married in wedding season, prime wedding season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway,
interesting.
I feel like also that was just kind of rushed.
Yeah.
Like I definitely could have looked at many more reception venues. I think also my parents pushed for that one because they catered food.
Oh, okay.
To
so just like make it simpler.
Yeah. It was more simple. Yeah. But again, I didn't hate it at the time. I was just kind of like, okay, great. Yeah. Awesome.
How long was your engagement?
My engagement was like 2.5 months.
Yeah. It's quick.
Yeah. Yeah. But seriously, like my goal was to just be married. I really didn't care about the details along the way.
Yeah.
And I wish I would have more.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy because it's like literally a day that you like think about for like your whole life. And then
I know
for it to just like not really. Yeah. I think about it all the time of how like nonchalant I was about my wedding when it was like something that I like thought about every day before actually getting married. And then like there were so many things that I was just like, eh, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. What were your wedding colors?
Okay. So my wedding colors, the main one. Okay. It was red.
Okay.
But I want to call it, I actually need to Google this right now. I want to call it Marsala.
Okay.
Marsala wine. Okay. Wait. Marsala wine is like an actual wine. Oh. Let me look up the color. Anyway, it was supposed to be like this really deep, like, yes, like wine red.
Okay.
Okay. But
I don't really feel like that was the trend that year.
It wasn't. I don't know what the hell I was doing.
Well, no, not that you have to go with the trend, but just like by you saying that, and I had asked you previously, like, I don't really feel like you followed the trend. I don't feel like red for weddings has been in for like a really long time.
No.
See, this in is by like, in, I just mean trendy. That's so pretty.
Yeah. I mean, I must have just been going off of something on Pinterest to where I was like, okay, yeah, like I really like this. I don't know. It's kind of interesting because, you know, I'm very like neutrals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think at the time people were not doing like the no color scheme like they are now. Like where people, literally bridesmaids are wearing black dresses or white dresses or like that is something I would so much like I would lean into that more if I were to get married now. Yeah. But I think I was trying to just, I don't even know what I was doing with that color, but I was like, okay, Marsala red. And so we picked that color. Yeah. But it's so weird because the only thing that was really like representing that color were my flowers, which were bright red roses. They were not like the color I was going for.
Okay.
And also my bridesmaid dresses, which were bright red. They were not the color I was going for, but I didn't care.
Yeah. Like whatever.
Yeah. So anyway.
That's so funny. What color did David wear in his groomsmen?
They all wore black suits.
Okay.
Yeah. But David wore like a red tie. Like
black, white, red.
Yeah.
Interesting. I would never have pegged you for a black, white, red girly.
Me either. And I don't still to this day. I don't know what came over me. I really don't.
If you were to get married this year, what colors would you choose?
Literally probably like black and white.
Yeah.
It would just be black and white.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is what everyone does now.
Yeah.
But it's pretty, but you know, that's like my vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in.
Yeah. So anyway,
it's in and it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really feel like I had like a theme to my wedding.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you had a theme to your wedding?
Not a theme. Mm-hmm. No. Okay. I didn't have like, you know, cause some people do like rustic or like,
yes,
boho or like, no, I don't feel like I had a theme. My bridesmaids did wear like little flower crowns. That was very in. Yes.
I remember because that was like, I remember seeing all over Pinterest, like the amber filler up.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Like flower.
Yes.
Flower crown. Anyway, yeah, that was very, very in.
Yeah.
And my flower girls wore flower crowns.
Yeah, that's cute.
Which they were very cute, but I'm trying to find my wedding photos. I'm just like staring at my phone. You're probably like, what the heck is going on?
I need to see this.
You know, I'm like, I need to find, oh yes, albums. I don't even know how to like navigate Facebook anymore.
Yeah, me either. I'm not a Facebook girly.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Here's my wedding. Go ahead and take a look.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, there wasn't like, I don't know.
You got like a little bit of pink in your bouquet.
Oh, too. Yeah. I think it was supposed to be pink and red were like my colors.
If you were to get married this year, would you change your dress, your wedding dress?
I actually would not change my wedding dress. No? I actually loved my wedding dress. And one thing about my wedding dress was I really, really wanted to buy my wedding dress. Okay. And my mom was very adamant that I rent my wedding dress.
Did you rent it?
I did. Oh. I rented my wedding dress and I was not very, well, I was not very happy about it, but I'm actually like, I've never regretted that decision.
Oh, but you would think differently if you had your wedding dress now.
I don't
know.
For
your daughters? No.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. It's so cute. Vivi's already tried mine on.
Really?
It's so cute. Yeah. It's so
Vivi
cute.
Fitting into your wedding dress. You're
I
so tiny.
I know, but it's just like so cute.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I just have never regretted that decision.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I actually would not change my wedding dress. I actually
Yeah,
really
it's really pretty.
It.
I mean, it's very classic.
Yeah. It actually had long sleeves.
Oh.
And I had them like alter off the sleeves.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, anyway, I loved my wedding dress. One dress I really love that I still have is my getaway dress.
Oh, yeah.
And uh-huh. I love that dress. I've worn it to like multiple like military banquets. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, just yeah, random things. But
hey, well, you have that. You pass that on.
Yeah, true, true. But yeah, anyway, let's talk about your wedding a little bit.
Yeah, I got married in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. and it was 110 degrees because
oh
I'm
my gosh.
Stupid and got married in July.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Oh and gosh. Vince was like pushing for us to wait for his brother to get home to get married, which would have been in November. Mm-hmm. And we should have.
Oh, from his mish.
From his mission, yeah. And we should okay. have. We absolutely should have. But of course, like both of our parents were just like, you need to get married straight away because we were having like an LDS Mormon wedding. And so we were engaged exactly 2 months. We got, yeah, we got engaged May 15th and got married July 15th. So we were engaged exactly 2 months. So everything was just like very, very rushed, which also Vince was gone for 5 weeks of that.
Oh my gosh.
He was deployed for 5 weeks of that. So
yeah, of course he was.
I did everything on my own, which is why I think part of the reason why I was like, no, just like everyone else can plan it for me. Like, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my main color was blush, which was very in.
Very in.
Very in. And I thought I was unique by adding in like a dusty blue. Mm-hmm. But I was not unique. Everyone ended up doing that year. So loved that for me. Vince wore like a dusty blue suit. But yeah, I mean, I had my reception. So I got married in the Mormon temple, but I had my reception in my parents' backyard.
Okay, cute.
And yeah, I mean, they have a beautiful backyard. It had like lots of florals and candles, which I love. Like mm-hmm. a lot of like pretty lighting and like the food was really good. I did all like mini food. Mm-hmm. So like mini tiny like cheeseburgers and like little mini
oh,
like everything, which I don't know why I was so obsessed with that, but like everything had to be mini.
Like appetizers.
Yeah, kind of like little appetizers. Yeah. And like yeah. I did these like little mini like pulled pork sandwiches with like coleslaw yeah. and like pickles on them and stuff like that. So I did that. But yeah, I would change so many things, including my dress, including the
really,
venue. I'd literally change everything about my
Your
wedding.
Your dress was pretty.
Yeah, I loved my dress at the time and I still, like, I love it, but it's like not me
not
or what I would choose. My dress was like a very like high neck, lots of lace and like mermaid fitted.
Mm-hmm.
But I
mermaids were so in.
Yes, mermaids were so in, and I actually would choose a mermaid dress now too.
Uh-huh.
I just like it fits my like body type the best.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean it was really pretty. But yeah, I mean it just was. I feel like I don't know. I feel like part of the reason why my wedding, like I would want to change so much, is just because I felt like my wedding was for like everybody but Vince and I.
Me too.
You know, and mm-hmm. I'm just like looking back, I just was like, and not that like anyone intentionally like did that to us, but it was just like, it was just like the theatrics of it all. Mm-hmm. And like, there was not a moment on my wedding day where like, I just looked at Vince and was like, we're married. Like, yay. It was just like, let's get through this. Let's get yep. through this to get on the honeymoon.
Feel
and
the
it's
same
just like
way.
Sad to me because I'm like, your wedding day, aside from like, me bringing my children into this world like should be like the most like sentimental day of my life. And it makes me sad when I look at other people's wedding videos and they have like speeches done by people that are just like so heartfelt and beautiful. And everyone's like this beautiful couple like coming together. And that is not how my wedding day was. Mm-hmm. And it kind of makes me sad. But
me too.
Yeah.
I totally relate to that.
Yeah.
And it's like I was saying, like, I felt like I let everyone else, like, take over decisions for my wedding, but, like, it was no one else's fault but mine. You know what I mean? Like, I was letting people do that. And so I don't look back and I'm like, oh, like, my mom did everything.
No, me either.
Like, it's not like that. It's like, you have resentment. I totally just, like, let everyone else decide. And that's just how it was. But I totally feel the same. I felt like, so we also got married in the temple. Mm-hmm. That day was just, like, craziness. Mm-hmm. But anyway, my parents, my like blood parents could not see me get married in the temple. So funny enough, both of my step parents got to see me get married in the temple.
Okay,
but
yeah.
Both of my like real parents did not see me. But so anyway, as soon as we got done at the temple, we were going straight to the reception center to do a ring ceremony so that my parents could see me get married.
Yeah.
Well, it was the same day as L. Tom Perry. It was the same day as his funeral. And
is he like an apostle of the Mormon church or something? Okay.
Yes. But so anyway, we got married in the Salt Lake Temple.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. Yeah. We got married in the Salt Lake Temple and they were doing like his funeral there-ish.
Oh, okay.
And so anyway, the traffic was insane. Oh, like the temple grounds were insane.
Not L. Tom Perry ruining your wedding day.
I know. But so anyway, it was crazy. Like traffic was crazy. David and I were both having car problems at the time. And so I think we were driving. Yeah, we were driving David's car. His car overheated. We had to have my stepdad come pick us up in the IKEA parking lot and take us to our reception center where we were late to our ring ceremony. One thing I like that I did at our ring ceremony was instead of having like my dad or like my stepdad or both of them walk me down the aisle is I had just me and David walk together.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I still like love that decision. Sometimes I think about it. Sometimes I'm like, oh, would I have liked to have like my dad walk me down the aisle? Ultimately, I decided no.
Yeah.
And I like that decision.
Yeah. I think that's sweet. I think the only thing you lack is like that moment of them seeing you walk down the aisle, but he had already seen you in your wedding dress anyway.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like it kind of ruins already married. That anyway. Yeah. You're already married.
Yeah. This is a photo from, from when we were walking down the aisle. And one thing I will say about my reception center is the outside was absolutely stunning.
So beautiful.
Like think Secret Garden vibes. Like,
oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. So where we did our ring ceremony at the reception center was so beautiful.
I love that.
So anyway, I loved that part of my wedding. One thing I wish I would have done differently during the ring ceremony is I wish David and I would have done vows.
Yeah.
I'm just like so not the type of person to speak in front of people. And so I think I was just like, no, like, let's not do vows. Like, let's forget about it. But even if we didn't speak in front of people, I wish we would have written vows to each other and just like given them
to each other or like said them to each other.
Yeah.
Before like in private or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because one thing about like the LDS Mormon weddings is you don't do vows. So our listeners may not know that. So you don't do vows. So you don't have like an opportunity to do that unless you do like a ring ceremony or do it on your own. So yeah, that's definitely something that I would do if I were to get married this year. Vince and I would definitely do vows. I think vows are beautiful. And I don't think it's like something that's like necessary, but I think it's just like a very sweet gesture to like on the day you're committing your life to someone to, you know, talk about them for a minute and
I think it's important
means. And I think people really actually look back on their vows a lot to each other and like fall back on that. And it's kind of sad to me that like I don't have that to fall back on. But Vince and I will be doing a vow renewal for our 10-year anniversary, so that'll be nice to be able to do that then.
Yeah, totally agree. After my ring ceremony, obviously, was our reception. One thing if I could go back in time and change, literally, this is probably the number one thing I would change about my wedding.
Yeah.
I would not do a line.
Oh, at my gosh. No, no, no.
Because.
No line.
So I don't know if like people outside of Utah do lines at their weddings, but a line is where you stand, bride and groom, with your usually parents, and then usually maybe not the whole bridal party, but like maybe maid of honor and groomsmen, you know, or best man or whatever. And everyone who comes to your reception goes down the line and says hello to everyone in the bridal line.
Yeah. And usually you have it for like the first like 30 minutes or something of your reception.
But no, mine went for a full like 2 hours. And my reception was 3 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, 2 hours. No, like we just never cut it off. I don't know why, but we did not like, we hardly danced at our wedding. We didn't get to eat any of the food at my wedding. It just, it's literally, it felt like I was there for everyone else and not for myself.
That just like pisses me off because people told me, and again, this is coming from like, I was living in Utah and whatnot. And they literally told me like, you will not eat food at your reception. Like, just know that like, you're not going to eat any food because you're just gonna be talking to people. And then I like see wedding videos from people who are outside of Utah and they are like enjoying themselves, eating their food, like stuffing their face. Like people come to talk to them sitting at their table, eating the food. And it's just like so weird to me that we do this stupid line thing. I actually refused to do it on my wedding day.
Oh, good.
I was like, I am not doing that. I don't know how my parents felt about that at the time, but like not bad enough to like protest. I mean, I still definitely got caught, you know, stuck talking to people that I didn't care to talk to.
Yeah, for sure.
But I just, yeah, I was like, I'm not doing that. But my in-laws really, really wanted me to do it at our open house in Utah for people that I actually really didn't know. And I was not happy about that. Did not want to do that, but
no, it's not fun.
Did it to appease family. Yeah.
You're such a good person. I don't even, I didn't really have a, have an opinion about it at the time. I just did it. I did not think it would last as long as it did.
That's hard too when no one's there to cut you, cut it off too.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. It's hard when there is a ginormous line and it's just like, well, let's just try to get through everyone. You know what I mean?
That's the entire issue is it's supposed to be about you and David. Someone should have been like, all right, the bride and groom are now going to go sit down and eat or do their first dance or like,
yeah,
but it's just like, I don't know. I've been to so many weddings where it's like that. They're literally just standing up there in the line.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Looks miserable.
But yeah, I mean, it sounds like I'm just like shitting on my wedding the whole time. I mean, I really didn't hate my wedding. I just, I don't know. I would just do it so much more different now.
Yeah.
And David and I, we left our reception 30 minutes early.
Yeah, so did we actually.
Really?
You know what's hilarious is we left our wedding 30 minutes early also. And we also had issues getting from the temple to our reception.
Oh, really?
Someone took our car keys.
What?
So we were stranded. Yes, gosh. My mom, I think, accidentally put them in her purse. Oh. And we were stranded there, so we were late to our reception.
Okay, we'll get into
it. So it's just, like, so funny. Oh, no, I mean, that's pretty much it. Like, my mom just accidentally took our car keys. We were stranded at the temple. My uncle, though, lived across the street.
You got married in Las Vegas
Temple? Las Vegas Temple, yeah. But my uncle actually lives across the street from the temple.
Okay.
So we were able to, like, get a hold of him, and he, like, had his extra car and, like, was like, yeah, just drive it down here. But we were there taking photos, you know, just like our photos of just us two after everyone had left. And then that's when we realized we're like, oh crap. And then so we were like 30 or 45 minutes late to our reception too, and then left 30 minutes early.
Yeah we were just like done. We were like, okay, well, no one else is coming, so let's leave.
Was no one like dancing or anything really either?
There wasn't a lot of dancing.
Yeah.
And oh, here's something else I would have changed about my wedding. We literally, I think the day before our wedding, we had at the time David's best man, one of his best friends from high school. We were like, hey, can you just throw together a wedding playlist?
Okay.
If I were to get married now, I would make a very curated wedding playlist.
Same.
There are songs I hear all the time and I'm like, oh, like that would be so good on a wedding playlist.
Yeah.
Well, too bad. I missed out on my opportunity. You know what I mean? But it's so funny because I just did not care about details like that. I was just like, yeah, just throw something together. We just need music. Like, just throw it together.
That's so funny.
But
if you got married now, and let's just say you got married not in the LDS temple, or like if you did a vow renewal, what song would you walk down the aisle to?
Oh, I don't even know.
You don't know?
I feel like that's so much pressure.
Oh, I don't know. So easy.
Really? What is yours?
And it's funny because my song is a breakup song.
Oh,
but I love this song because it's so beautiful acoustic. So I would have picture this.
Okay.
Mountain views.
Okay.
So like literally in the outdoors, mm-hmm. long wooden benches, candles, and white florals. Mm-hmm. And then there's like the aisle, and I'm walking down, and there is a pianist and a cello playing "You Are the Reason." Aww. Callum Scott. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what I'd walk to. And I love beautiful. That song, but it is a breakup song. So, but yeah. acoustically, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's like the perfect tempo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I would do.
Okay. Well, cute. I'm excited for your vow renewal.
Yeah. If that ever happens, I will. It will. But I just don't know if it will be like in the setting and like how I would like love it to be.
Yeah. How big was your wedding party? I like want to, I don't know why I'm having all these questions pop into my head. I'm like, did you have flower girls? How big was your wedding party?
No. Yeah. I mean, like I've said before, I didn't really have like many girlfriends, you know, mm-hmm. at that time in my life. So, my best friend, at the time and still Amanda, she was my mm-hmm. maid of honor. And then it was just my sisters and sister-in-law.
Okay.
That was it. Yeah. So I had like five, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 4 or 5. But Vince, I did not care, and I still wouldn't. Actually, nowadays, even if I got married, and I'm like not talking to vow renewal, if I got married this year, I would not have bridesmaids or groomsmen. Mm-hmm. Like, I would not do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, I told Vince back then, and like still now, I would agree with this. I was like, you can have as many as you want. Like, I don't care that they match or that they're even. Like, I feel like so many people care.
We cared
so hard that they're even. And I'm like, mm-hmm. you should have who you want. And I'm not going to try to add a bunch of random people that I don't care about to my bridesmaid party. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea's pointing to herself.
Mm-hmm. That was us.
Yeah. Because I was like, Vince literally had like 17 groomsmen. I'm not even
17?
Kidding. I'm not even joking. I need to go count them. But it was somewhere between 15 and 20.
No, I feel like I kept being like, okay, I think I want to add one more person. And so I'd be like, Kisa, you have to add one more person. And that's how it was. Like,
yeah, that's just too much.
Yeah,
which now I don't think Vince would have had like that many. I think at the time, like, he just had so many like mission friends, and he went to two different high schools. And like, I don't think it'd be like that now anyway. But still, I'm like, that's just so many. But I wanted him to have whoever he wanted. And people were like so weirded out that we weren't going to do it even. And I'm like, this is about us. Like, he can have whoever he wants. I don't care that the pictures aren't even. You don't put those pictures in your house.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like it's hanging up there and I'm like, oh, look at me. Poor me. I only have 5 friends and 4 of them are my sisters. Like, no, I didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
So I was happy that I made that decision for Vince because I think he really appreciated it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. Did you have flower girls?
My nieces. Yeah. Cute. They were so cute. Yeah. They wore like little white dresses and little flower crowns too.
Cute.
Yeah, did you? Oh, wait, I think I saw in your photos. Was it your sisters?
Yes, I had.
They were so little.
Yeah, so it's my nieces.
Aww.
And my sisters were cute. So we had 4 flower girls.
Yeah, cute. Mine, that was like very similar vibe to. I'm looking at Chelsea's photo right now. It's very similar vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, very cute. These are my bridesmaids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Me. Very bright red.
Yep, very bright red dresses.
Yeah, fun.
And then Elisa. I love you, Elisa, was my maid of honor. She asked if she could have her own separate dress because she did not like the other dresses, which at the time I was just like, yep, go for it, girl. I don't care. People ask me all the time looking back. They're like, why is Elisa the only one in a different color dress? And I'm like, because I didn't care.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Whatever.
And then something else kind of controversial that I did. I don't know. It's not controversial now, I don't think. But I had my best friend Tanner be one of my bridesmaids.
Cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely not controversial now. But
I mean,
for then, yeah.
Tanner was my best friend, my ride or die. When David met me, he thought Tanner and I were dating because we had so many photos together.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tanner, I mean, still one of my best friends. But at the time, cute. I was just like, Tanner will be one of my bridesmaids.
Yeah.
What else would he be?
Right.
You know?
So, I love it. It's cute.
Anyway, I had a
definitely controversial for a Utah wedding, though, for sure.
Definitely.
For sure.
Yeah.
Would you, if you were to get married now, would you do all of the traditional things like the first dance, the cake cutting, and like all of that?
Yeah. I mean, David and I didn't even do a first dance together. I danced with my dad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We did a cake cutting. I'm trying to think. Like, we didn't do like...
Why did you and David not dance?
Because it just didn't happen. And we didn't plan stuff like that. Like, I'm telling you, my wedding was just like...
That was the best part of my reception was my dance with Vince.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I would have done it. I just... It didn't happen. And I didn't care about details like that. I was literally just like, okay, I'm having a reception to show up and be there and be done with it so I can be married.
Get out of here.
Which is so funny because my mom offered me money during my engagement. Like, she offered me the money that would have been spent on the wedding and the reception to elope with David.
Yeah.
And I look back on that all the time and I'm just like, what was I thinking?
Yeah. Why did you not take the money?
Exactly. Yeah. She was, because my mom eloped marrying my stepdad.
Yeah.
And she's like, it was the best decision ever. She's like, eloping is great.
No stress. Yeah.
And I look back on that all the time and I'm just like, what the hell was I thinking? I should have just eloped like that. Like, I'm literally sitting here telling you, I did not care about my wedding whatsoever. It's just, I feel like when you are 20 years old and you grow up in Utah and everyone else is having a wedding, it's like, that seems like that is the right thing to do. You know what I mean? Like, you just have to do it.
Yeah.
But looking back, I'm just like, no, I absolutely did not have to do that. No. We could have totally eloped and it would have been fine. And we would have been however many thousands of dollars richer at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody offered me that deal, but my wedding was expensive. So yeah, if I could have taken the money, would have taken the money.
Yeah, would have been great.
For sure. But that was not an option given to me. Or else I would have loved to. Yeah, I actually, like, if I were to get married this year, I would not do a reception at all. Mm-hmm. I would do like a welcoming like dinner and like drinks the night before.
This is also something that's like not common in a Utah wedding is to do like a wedding dinner or like even like at receptions. I feel like in other states and places, it's very common to do like actual dinner. It's like you said at your wedding, you did like little like appetizer foods. At my wedding, we did a crepe bar and an Italian soda bar, and I think we did like little sandwich. David and I talked about this in our episode, but we did food like that. But it's not common to have like a dinner, which would be so fun.
Yeah,
obviously you wouldn't have like 200 people there,
right?
You would have all the people care about there,
right?
Only, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know. It's like, I think too, like part of the reason why is because usually at like the rehearsal dinner, there's like, you actually rehearse the ceremony. Mm-hmm. And because like a lot of people in Utah get married in the Mormon temple, there's nothing to rehearse. So it kind of just like cuts out that like the need for that, you know? But like I personally would do like just like a dinner and drinks. Matter of fact, I would do sushi and drinks.
Oh yeah, you would.
We would do nigiri and drinks, and then we would have our like big day the next day, and then leave on our honeymoon. That is what I would do if I got married this year.
Yeah, did you go on a honeymoon?
We did. Yeah, yeah. We went on a cruise to Mexico. Fun. It was so fun. Yeah,
yeah.
We had a really good time. Did you guys?
Mm-mm.
No honeymoon.
We did not go on a honeymoon. We didn't have the money for a honeymoon and no one paid for a honeymoon. So no, we didn't go. We went and stayed at this, it's like a bed and breakfast. It's called Inn on the Hill in Salt Lake. Okay. And it is like, it's really fun. It's like nice. It's like right up by the Capitol.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And we have stayed there multiple times since we've been married. Because that's just like a fun little spot for us to go back to because that was our honeymoon. It was like a 3-night honeymoon, you know, just in Salt Lake. But I mean, I look back on that and I have like really fond memories of that. Like I love that place and it's good.
Yeah.
But no, we didn't go on like an actual trip or anything.
You're like, should have taken that money and gone on a good trip.
Yeah, regretting.
Oh, yeah, no, for me, the honeymoon was like non-negotiable. I would have been like, I got to cut back on other things then, like kind of go on my honeymoon. But no, pretty much Vince's parents paid for our honeymoon and my parents paid for like pretty much the rest of everything else.
Okay.
So I think Vince's parents were like, okay, well, that's the only thing we're paying for. So,
yeah,
you know, but it's kind of funny because Vince's parents paid for it, but they had never gone on a cruise themselves. So for the first, like the first cruise they ever paid for was not even for themselves. And I was just
that's
like,
funny.
Well, yeah, sorry, not sorry. Got to go on my honeymoon.
Yeah, no. But, I'm so glad you got a honeymoon.
Yeah.
I regret not having a honeymoon.
Yeah, but that's cool that you guys can like go back to that like hotel often. That's like sentimental. I love that.
Yeah.
Do you want to know where we stayed our first night? Oh, and okay. I have a story about this too that I'm still mad about. So our first night, hopefully this does not get me canceled. I stayed at the Trump Hotel.
Okay.
In Vegas. Actually an amazing hotel. Oh yeah,
I keep forgetting you were in Vegas.
Yes, in Vegas.
And so it's like you had so many options.
Yeah. Yeah, because our cruise didn't leave until the next day and we were just driving to California just like 4 hours away. Mm-hmm. And so we could stay at the hotel that night. But anyway, yeah, we stayed at the Trump Hotel. Actually, one of the nicest hotels I've ever stayed in.
Really? I've never stayed there.
It was beautiful.
And I've stayed at a lot of the hotels in Vegas.
Yeah, it was beautiful. But my mom, Jem, had packed us up a bunch of food from our reception and like sent it with us so that we could have night and like in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I get a knock on our door the next morning. And it's Vince's cousin. And I was like, what is happening? Vince's like, oh, yeah, I invited him here to like to have some of the food. Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I was so pissed.
That is such a guy thing to do.
Yeah, I was so pissed. I was really mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, go away.
Yeah, go away.
Also, I had forgotten my marriage certificate. And because I was only 20, I had to prove to the cruise line that I was married to be able to go on a cruise with someone younger than 25. And Vince was 22. Okay. So I had to bring my marriage certificate, but I had forgotten it. So my mom had to drive it down to the hotel. And the reason why Chelsea's gasping is because when it's like a Mormon wedding, like everyone expects that night to be like your first night. And so like seeing your family after you supposedly lose your virginity is just so awkward.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, hi, mom. She's like, how are you? Like, I'm good. See you later. Just like so awkward. Now I think it's funny, but just like so embarrassing for whatever reason, you know?
Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah, I was so mad about the cousin.
Everyone showing up to the hotel. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Just everyone showing up the day after I get married.
Perfect. That is... I can't even get over that. That is such a guy thing to do. To be like, Nate. Just invited the bros over.
It was
over.
Nate. His cousin Nate.
Perfect. You know Nate. Of course it is. Yeah. Of course it was.
Yeah. Freaking Nate. No, I love Nate, but it's just funny.
Yeah. Nate's good people, but.
Actually, Vince officiated Nate's wedding.
Shut up.
Yeah. It was actually amazing. Matter of fact, we would probably choose David or Nathan to officiate our wedding if we were like to get married this year, for sure.
Shut up.
But yeah. Vince officiated Nathan's wedding.
Did I know that?
I don't know. It was in the Grand Tetons. It was like the most beautiful wedding.
Oh my gosh.
I have ever been to. It was gorgeous.
I did not know he was a wedding officiant.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, he is. We have the certificate in our basement.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Did you guys invest in like a good like photographer and videographer?
So David's oldest sister, Sarah, is a professional photographer and she is literally incredible. Like people pay like thousands and thousands of dollars to like fly her around the world and photograph. She hadn't done weddings in a long time at that point. And she doesn't now, but she made an exception obviously for her brother. And so we actually like did not pay one penny.
That's
for
amazing.
Our wedding photos.
Photography is so expensive.
I know. And our wedding photos are like, they're beautiful. Like I love them. And we actually did not have a videographer, but if it were in the budget, like I would have loved to have a videographer.
Yeah.
Just didn't happen.
Yeah.
But yeah. You know, my sis-in-law, Sarah, coming through.
Yeah, I love that. That's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were really good photos, so.
Yeah.
It's nice to have that connection.
Yeah, what about you?
Yeah, I loved our wedding photographer. She's actually taken, like, a lot of my extended family, like, photos, too, and she's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
My videographer honestly sucked, though.
Oh, really?
Hopefully she doesn't listen to the pod. She doesn't. But, yeah, she was not great. I don't like her wedding video.
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe like little parts of it that I put on Instagram.
I love how you're just like, she sucked.
Yeah.
Why did she suck? You just don't like
she
the video?
Got really she was weird shots. Like one of the shots in our wedding video, Vince is like fumbling with his tie. Instead of like, you know how important. In the video, they'll like straighten their tie.
Yeah.
You know, and you can like see their ring. No, he was like literally fumbling over straightening his tie. And I'm like, what? Why? Why like, did he put that in there? Yeah. Yeah. She just put like some really weird stuff in there. And I didn't really like the music either. So.
Okay.
But I do love that she got like my dance with my dad and Vince on video and that I have that. So for that, I'm grateful. But
yeah.
Yeah. But I would choose a much different, more artsy videographer these days if I
they're just so expensive,
very expensive, but I would totally invest in it if yeah we're getting married.
Yeah. I know, I regret not having one all the time, and honestly so does David.
Yeah,
we bring it up
often. Well, if it makes you feel any better, Vince doesn't watch it ever, probably has never watched it honestly, and I don't really ever watch it either. I like go to it to get like little snippets if it's like our anniversary, but that's it. So but I will enjoy showing it to our kids regardless. But
yeah, that's what's nice.
Yeah.
See, you've got the wedding dress for Vivi to try on. You've got the video for your kids to see. I have none of that.
I'm so sorry.
It's whatever. Like, honestly, it's whatever.
Yeah. Where would you guys honeymoon if you were to get married this year?
If we were to get married this year, yeah, we would be going to, like, Greece. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it would be a big deal. If yeah. I were to get married now, it would be a way bigger deal than it
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
And I think I would also, I mean, coming from someone who's been married for 9 years, I was going to say, I think I'd be fine being engaged like way longer.
Oh,
you know
me
what
too.
I mean? Yeah.
Ugh, I will be encouraging my children to have long engagement, not even just long engagements, but just like long dating.
I know.
Dating someone for a long time.
Yeah, seriously. I just remember like feeling like planning a wedding in 2.5 months was just like undoable. But
if
you know,
look
everyone
at any
does
wedding
it in Utah.
Checklist, it gives you at least a year out from the wedding to like do all the things on the checklist, you know? Yeah. But yeah. So you think you would choose Greece?
Yeah. I mean, well, that's where I would choose.
Yeah. Where do you think David would choose?
He would probably choose maybe like Australia.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Or he'd like choose like South Africa or something. He'd want to go back to South Africa.
Actually, South Africa is on my bucket list of places to go.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to go there too. There's just a lot of, it's really dangerous in South Africa. There's, yeah. well, you know, there's a lot of touristy parts and then there's
yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of really dangerous
yeah.
parts. But anyway, I mean, I'd love to go too, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would definitely choose Greece as well. I think Vince yeah. would too.
Santorini is like top of my list.
Yeah.
So. That's where you would choose to go?
Greece. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sweet. I think Vince and I would do like Greece and Italy.
Sweet. Yeah, yeah. Me just tagging along.
Yeah, come along.
Perfect.
Yeah, but Vince and I would love to, like, honestly, so we would do that for like a honeymoon, but if we do like a vow renewal or whatever, honestly, our like most excited place for us to go, I think, is to Asia. So we
yeah.
may do that for our 10 year. We'll see.
Yeah.
See what lines up. But
yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. I know. I hope to do a vow renewal also.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
At 10 years.
Yeah.
But that's 1 year away. So like what? Have to start planning?
Yeah. I mean, considering that you plan your children's birthday parties 6 months in advance, you better get on it.
I better get on it. Oh my gosh.
Would you do like an outdoor like vow renewal or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, pretty.
Yeah.
Better be invited.
Yeah. I'm like, you don't invite anyone to those. Like just my children.
I mean, fair. That's fine too. Just your children and Vince and I.
I don't know. We'll see. Literally now that's got me thinking that I yeah. need to start planning.
Do it. I would love that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anything else you want to cover in today's
no,
episode?
I think that was pretty much it. But okay. Yeah, it was fun hearing about your wedding.
I know. Fun hearing about you. I feel like you heard more about mine than I heard about yours.
Really?
I'm like, yeah.
Oh, well. Wasn't much to say, I guess.
You were good at asking the questions. I don't know. You know me. Yeah. I feel like we just shit on our weddings for an hour. But you know what? All in all, I mean, I honestly, it sounds like I hated my wedding. I honestly didn't.
Yeah, I didn't hate mine either. And I don't really like hold like a ton of like resentment towards like
yeah.
my wedding. But I just think like I just hope that with like my kids, the perspective I have on it now will help them to like make, you know, just more like personalized choices for their wedding when that day comes, if that day comes.
Moral of the story, don't have a reception, just elope.
Just elope, or like do a destination wedding.
Yeah, you know, that's what my sister-in-law Chelsea did.
Really?
Her and her wife Erica, they went to Alaska. And they did, yeah, a destination wedding, just the two of them and a photographer. That's all.
Amazing.
And, yeah, and their photos are beautiful.
I love that.
Yeah. Like, who just goes to Alaska? I'm like, so it's amazing. Cool.
Vince and I, we'd love to go. Yeah. We considered moving there.
Yeah, it's amazing. Anyway. It's
beautiful there.
Well, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, I know. No, it's just like rambling all of our thoughts this episode, but that was fun.
Yeah, I know. Kind of fun to reminisce. So yeah. Yeah, by the time you're hearing this, I'll be almost married for 9 years. Woohoo!
I know. Yay. Happy anniversary.
What are you, 8 years this year?
Mm-hmm.
Cute.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've survived, what is it, the 7 year, whatever they
call it.
Oh,
yeah, the 7 year itch.
Yeah, the 7 year itch. Is it itch? Yeah, I think it's itch.
Yeah. Yeah. Yay, go us. Go honestly, us. Like, people say that, like, the 7th year is, like, the hardest year of marriage, and I did not think that at all.
Me either.
They say, like, the first, and then, like, the 7th. Uh-huh.
I was going to say the first. First year, so easy for me.
Yeah, me too.
7th year, so easy.
Yeah, we're breaking the stereotypes.
Yeah.
Year 2, though, for me.
Was hard?
Not easy. Oh. Not easy year.
Okay, well, we'll have to talk about why it was so hard.
Okay, next episode, let's go over all the years of our marriage, which one sucked and why, in detail, grave detail. I'm sure everyone would love to hear.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, giving you the tea in the next episode. Anyway, we'll wrap it up now. Thanks for listening to us talk about our weddings. Maybe we'll post some pictures on Instagram or something.
Yeah, we should give them a little insight.
Yeah, since I feel like the whole episode, I just showed you pictures of my wedding, so you could see what I was
I
talking
loved
about.
It.
But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Please go give us a follow on Instagram. We're at 2blondes.1pod, and give us a rate and review on our podcast. That really helps us out. Thank you for listening. We hope that you guys have a great rest of your Monday or whatever day you're listening to, and a great rest of your week. And we sure do love you. And we will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.